Spring was pouring through the country. Sap was rising. In the woods, a ton of timber was growing every minute. Everywhere, birds were singing. There was a guard on the ferry. He eyed her nervously as she led the horse aboard, and then grinned when he saw what he thought were stripes that didn't really mean much. "Morning, miss," he said cheerfully. "Well, time to start." Polly marched in front of the puzzled man. "Are you trying to be smart?" she demanded, inches from his face. "No, miss." "That's Sergeant, mister," said Polly. "Let's try again, shall we?" "I said, are you trying to be smart?" "No, Sergeant." Polly leaned until her nose was an inch from his. "Why not?" The grin faded. This was not a soldier on the fast track to promotion. "Huh?" he managed. "If you are not trying to be smart, mister, you're happy to be stupid," shouted Polly. "And I'm up to here with stupid, understand?" "Yeah, but..."
"But what, soldier?"
"Yeah, but... well, but nothing, sergeant," said the soldier. "That's good," Polly nodded at the ferryman. "Time to go," she suggested, but in the tones of an order.
"Couple of people just coming down the road, sergeant,"
said one of them, a faster man with an uptake. They waited. They were, in fact, three people. One of them was Maledicta, in full female uniform. Polly said nothing until the ferry was out in midstream. The vampire gave her the kind of smile only a vampire can give. It would have been sheepish if sheep had different teeth.
"Thought I'd try again," she said.
"We'll find Blouse," said Polly.
"He's a major now," said Maledicta, "and happy as a flea because they've named a kind of fingerless glove after him, I heard. What do we want him for?"
"He knows about the clacks. He knows about other ways war can be fought, with intelligence for one thing. And I know people," said Polly.
"Ah, do you mean the upon my oath I am not a lying man, but I know people kind of people?"
"Those were the kind of people I had in mind, yes." The river slapped against the side of the ferry.
"Good," said Maledicta.
"I don't know where it's going to lead, though," said Polly.
"Ah, even better."
At which point, Polly decided that she knew enough of the truth to be going on with. The enemy wasn't men, or women, or the old, or even the dead. It was just bleeding stupid people who came in all varieties, and no one had the right to be stupid. She looked at the other two passengers who'd sidled aboard. They were country lads in ragged, ill-fitting clothes, keeping away from her and staring intently at the deck. But one glance was enough. The world turned upside down, and history repeated itself. For some reason, that suddenly made her feel very happy.
"Going to join up, lads," she said cheerily. There was some mumbling on the theme of yes.
"Good. Then stand up straight," said Polly. "Let's have a look at you. Chin's up. Ah, well done. Shame you didn't practice walking in pants, and I noticed you didn't bring an extra pair of socks." They stared, mouths open.
"What are your names?" said Polly. "Your real names, please. Don't look so worried. You can tell me the truth. And don't try cunning on me because I was trained by Mr. Fox."
Rosemary, one of them began. "I'm Mary," said the other. "I heard girls were joining, but everyone laughed, so I thought I'd better pretend to..."
"Oh, you can join as men if you want," said Polly.
The girls looked at one another.
"You get better swear words," said Polly, "and the pants are useful, but it's your choice."
"A choice?" said Rosemary.
"Certainly," said Polly. She put a hand on a shoulder of each girl, winked at Maledicta, and added, "You are my little lads, or not, as the case may be, and I will look after you."
And the new day was a great big fish.
That is the end of Monstrous Regiment. It was written by Terry Pratchett and read by Stephen Briggs. This has been an ISIS Audiobooks presentation. For further details of our extensive catalogue of audiobooks on cassette and CD, please call our free phone number, which is 0800 731 5637.